Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the fifth week of Easter, and from the United States, we have Sister Honora Werner. Sister Honora is a member of the Caldwell Dominicans and is semi-retired, but still preaches occasionally at retreat houses and local parishes. Her preaching today is entitled, Tough Abiding.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch that does not bear fruit, and everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in you will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burnt. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. I have a sapling red bud tree growing in my yard. I speak to her, yes, pray for her, and encourage her to grow. She has weathered the winter and now wears lovely flowers and leaves on her tender branches, joining her alleluia to the cherry, pear, dogwood, and other trees in bloom around here now. When the season is right, I will need to prune some of the lower, weaker twigs that might take nourishment away from the stronger branches. That's the closest to a vine I will ever have to tend. But you know, Jesus was no foreigner to vines and their fruit. In fact, he'd be familiar with vine images from the scriptures he prayed, often referring to Israel as God's vineyard. So it seems natural for him to use this metaphor. But what about that repeated verb? In our translation, it's remain. But in one I'm using, it says abide. Abide 8 times in today's gospel. Abide in me, and I abide in you, and we abide in the Father. Abide. An old-fashioned verb. Abide in me is a beloved hymn often sung when people are in mortal danger. It calls on the Lord to abide through the fast approaching darkness. Abide means staying, not just visiting for a bit. That abiding can be difficult for us at times. In fact, in our other reading today, we hear of trouble in the infant church. The vine of Jesus seems to be in danger. The fruit of this vine, love itself, is fragile and needs tending. But now it seems threatened. Abiding will be difficult. The people need to remember that Jesus did indeed and does abide with them and they in him. They need to attend closely to the whispers of the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, the vine, so recently planted, would be torn apart by bitterness and dissent. Now, the question facing them was, what to do about the uncircumcised people who want to be baptized? Most in the church agreed that circumcision was not necessary. But powerful voices, although fewer in number, almost drowned them out. Much like ourselves, as a truly synodal church, they had to pray and listen to one another. As a synodal church, they had to abide with one another and with the Holy Spirit. And so do we. After this listening and prayer, they brought their case to the church leaders. The next chapters in Acts will tell us the outcome, so stay tuned. And still, alleluia.